Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Welcome to the Firehouse Magazine Insider for the December 2013 issue of Firehouse. I'm Elizabeth Narulis, Managing Editor, and we'll be talking with Battalion Chief John Salka about his fire scene article, Failure as a Motivator in Firefighter Training. Thank you so much, Chief Salka, for joining us.
And Thank you.
We'd like to ask you a few questions about the article. To get started, how can failure be used as a motivator?
Well, You know, actually, I never thought about it until not until I wrote the article, but until I spoke to the fella that I did. That actually, he spoke to me. He came up to me with a question about it, and I never did think about it until the subject was broached, and then I started thinking, what a great idea! Number one, firefighters are so goal oriented, we're so achievement oriented, we're such perfectionists. At least most of us, certainly. I thought that was a great training tool to be able to set something up, as this training officer explained to me, where it was a guarantee that they weren't going to get it done right, sort of to really get them into what they were doing. I think it certainly doesn't work for every subject or every topic or every skill, but I think it's a great thought for a particular set of them, at least, you know.
Definitely, it seemed with rapid intervention in particular, because they're going to have that emotional component in there and going to want to get that much better or that much work that much harder, did you think?
Absolutely. And I think I said that in the article. I said, you know, you can compare RIT to forcible entry or to roof cutting. And I've never met anybody that didn't want to do anything just perfect. You know, in all my years on the FDNY and in the volunteers, you know, after a fire or an event or an accident, if you talk to a guy about, gee, you know what, it probably would have worked a little bit better if we did it this way, they're always very in tune and paying very close attention to what you're saying because they want to do it better. But when, like you just said, when you look at RIT, rapid intervention, that we're talking about firefighter rescue, it's dramatic, it's heroic, it's all the positive things that that firefighters are in tune with. And and this guy in particular set it up that when he did his evolution, when he did his training evolution, that he had a guarantee that they weren't going to find a guy and come out all sweated up and empty-handed. Oh, you didn't get the guy, sorry. Wow, so that really motivated them for what was then going to be the, you know, heightening their level of attention, and, of course, that's going to heighten their performance, you know?
Right, and their level of cooperation.
Sure, sure.
What kind of things would you say or situations where failure should not serve as a motivator?
You know, I don't know if there's any that it wouldn't work in. I think it works, and I think it has great of results with stuff like RIT because it's you know, firefighter survival, dramatic stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think it could be applied to lesser, or let's say less urgent or less dramatic tactics. I think you're just gonna have to work a little bit harder. You're sort of not that one element of the failure that really makes them work is that the fact that they haven't completed the job. Firefighters like to complete the job. So even if you're
right.
doing a roof cutting you know, tactic training seminar, you know, or training day, or, you know, event behind the firehouse, you set up a roof simulator, and if guys have to go up and cut, you know, two teams of two, three teams of two, four teams of two, if the third team goes up and it really takes them twice as long, or they don't quite get it done, or they're stumbling on the ladder, or not handling the saw very well, that alone, I mean, we actually use this failure as a training tool all the time without realizing it. You see, the guy that brought it up to me designed it as a failure so that they would pay better attention and put more into it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when we just have three teams doing the same thing and one does miserably,
right,
that's a motivator for them to do better.
Right, right. Competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I also would find it to be interesting in certain situations where I guess communication really comes into it too. If you're gonna explain why it's going to work or why it didn't work, or the communication aspect of it is very critical too.
Yeah, well, it sort of rolls everything into one, you know, as an instructor, and you know, every month when I write, I don't necessarily write about training or about instructing, but a lot of times I do. I've been an instructor for so long in different venues, you know, county fire instructor, and, you know, of course, now with the magazine. But yeah, for instructors, that's a great way to do things, because I mean, it's a team sport to start with, firefighting. So you always have 3, 4, 5, 6 guys around, or maybe even bigger groups. And I know sometimes when I run a training class down here at the Volunteer Firehouse, you know, in Orange County, or when I used to do training down in the city when I was, you know, still working, who you broke off into what groups and who was on what team or who was with what crew was always very big. And it goes back to soccer and football in high school, right? When you're standing out on the yard, soccer, I'll take you, I'll take you, I'll take you, I'll take you. There was always the last guy that got picked to be on one of the teams, you know?
Right.
And so everybody wants to be on a winning team. Everybody wants to be on a team that has, you know, the all-stars or the guys that are better. Why? Because everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to succeed and do well. So I think, I mean, that's the reason I wrote it. I write articles every month because I try and pick something that's sort of motivates me a little bit and maybe lights up the page a little bit. And I just thought it was such a cool idea that this guy suggested to me. That's why I just repeated his information into the article.
That's great. Thank you so much. You can find Chief Salka's article on page 94 of the December issue of Firehouse Magazine. Look for links to this article and the entire issue of the magazine on the podcast player page.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.